This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar music introducing the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, fabulous format that as a result of the activities in our country this year, number one again formatically with all the stations around the country and the podcasts and the exporting of this even around the world. Very interesting. As a matter of fact, Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through the charts, the top 10 stories that their research has provided us with, and the top 10 people being discussed, talking to talk radio programmers and people that are running these stations, the hosts, all that good stuff. So with this, I will tell you a story about England and talk radio. But first, Michael, please do the honors of going through all of these important stories so that we can get a handle on them.
Okay, and certainly everybody knows we're at a key moment in history, and we're going from one era to another, so it's particularly interesting. At number 10 this week, we have the Lady Gaga National Football League flap and the National Football League playoffs, because no matter what's happening in the world, football marches on, as well does its flaps. Football flaps on. At number 9, we have the Orlando Killer's wife arrested. At number 8, the World's Hottest Year Report. At number 7, the World Economic Summit. At number 6, the GOP Obamacare Plans. At number 5, U.S.-Russia Relations and Trump's NATO Comments. At number 4, the Commutation of Chelsea Manning. At number 3, Cabinet Confirmation Hearings. Lots of exciting television. At number 2, we have the last days of the Obama presidency. And number 1, the Trump inauguration and some of the protests that accompany it. On the People Survey, Lady Gaga is at 10, number 9, Noor Salman. Vladimir Putin is down to 8. Bad week for Vladimir on the airwaves. At number 7, number 7, Chelsea Manning and Julian Assange.
Good Steve, week for the two of them.
Steve Mnuchin is at number 6. Stephen Mnuchin. Mnuchin.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Mnuchin? Yeah. At number 5, Tom Price, Betsy DeVos at 4, Mike Pence at number 3, number 2, Barack Obama, number 1, Donald Trump, and there it is.
Well, there it is a very interesting way. I mean, we could pass this off. Oftentimes when you and I get together every week to spend an hour talking about talk, we take the list and some of the things deserve some lip service, some of them deserve a lot more than that. As some of them don't deserve any attention at all. I don't know, you know, in picking apart some of the things that have happened this week, I find that the Al Franken exchange with the governor, former governor of Texas, who's now going to be the energy secretary, it would appear, and former presidential candidate, the idea that the two of them would have some fun wouldn't be the first thing you would have thought about. Kara, if you've got that audio with Al Franken and what's his face from Texas? Why has his name gone out of my mind?
Rick something or
Perry. Rick Perry. Yeah, this is Michael. I don't know if you heard this or saw this. Did you hear it?
No, I haven't.
All right, listen to
I'm not on speaking terms with Al Franken at the moment.
Oh, really? You're not anymore? Huh.
Senator Franken.
Governor, Senator, thank you so much for coming into my office. Did you enjoy meeting me?
I hope you are as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well,
may I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
Let's move on.
I thought that was the best line of the whole thing, because you know exactly, it will be. You can hear it, you know, when it gets to...
They can't top it, though.
No.
They'd have to hire somebody like Al Franken to come back and do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him to bring it back. Anyway.
I mean, having Al Franken in this is like old reruns of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's as far as cabinet confirmation hearings are concerned. The only thing that is, as of late in the week, this fellow Sonny Perdue, who was former governor of Georgia and a senator from Georgia, was appointed as chief of the Agriculture Department. And because, as you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm very interested in the fate of the American family farmer. And matter of fact, we do a radio program called The American Family Farmer, which deals with food and farming every week. And I think that the small farmers around the country are concerned. The first time there's been anybody, a Secretary of Agriculture, who's come from the South. He's not related to Purdue Chicken, as some people have suggested. He's not. But he's, I would best characterize him without knowing him. He's a good old boy from the South. And the only reason is body language suggests one thing, but the fact that he tried to keep the Confederate flag flying in the Georgia State House when he was the governor may cause people to be concerned about him. I don't know what that has to do with farm policy, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see, as with all the other. The people that have been appointed to these positions, Michael, have been very non-traditional. And this is basically the whole thing, and I'd like you to talk about this, if you would, with us. The whole business about moving the press room, getting more people involved from talk radio, the people that went to Columbia School of Journalism and all that ilk from the press corps in Washington that has their, you know, this is my seat in the press room. Remember when we used to have a little more access and people would fight, this is my, this seat is mine. You can't have that seat. I belong there. You know, that kind of stuff. So will it have some impact, and will the folks in News Talk Radio benefit from the Trump administration? Let's talk about that in a moment. It's 13 after the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the CDC, one in three adults in the United States has high blood pressure. Uncontrolled hypertension increases your risk for heart attack, stroke, and kidney problems. Dr. Vincent Canzanello.
If you say what is the absolute normal blood pressure, it's probably less than 120 over 80, as opposed to the classic less than 140 over 90.
For most adults with hypertension, there's no identifiable cause, but one factor is age.
Our systolic blood pressures start to increase once we're in our 50s, and it's a continuous increase, such that by in our 80s, probably 80% of the population will be defined as having hypertension.
Our recent study shows that lowering blood pressure to 120 over 80 greatly reduces the incidence of heart failure and stroke. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, Chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
17 after the hour, I'm Doug with Michael. We are here to discuss what's going on, what happens after Obama, what happens with Trump, all of those things part of the speculation, which is appropriate for a talk, whether it is for the news media, I guess that remains to be seen. The hope is, before we go into one of the side stories here, and a more important side story than what I was going to bring up was the Al Franken business, and I had put out of my mind what happened at the Talkers Convention about, what, 5-6 years ago?
Oh, longer than that.
Was it longer than that?
Oh, yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Tell us.
I don't remember what year it was. It was when Al Franken was thinking about running for Senate. So it's got to be more than 6 years ago. I mean, obviously, he's served a full term, has been reelected.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ancient history, but he and I had a bit of a go around, and it's a long, complicated story. Someday I'll write it in a book. But his conduct was such that I had to throw him off the stage during his speech, accepting the Freedom of Speech Award that I gave him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about the irony of that.
Uh-huh.
I am probably one of the most dedicated defenders of the First Amendment. I mean, it's my whole platform. I don't get too political other than that. And that year he got the award, and the way he handled his acceptance of it was so abusive to the event that I had to ask him to leave, and he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used my power.
The bully pulpit of Europe
as the organizer of the event, and I threw him off, but it turned into a situation where people thought it was a setup and a joke between us. He wound up kissing me on stage, and we danced. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And someday I'll tell the whole story. I don't want to hijack the show on this crazy story.
The Al Franken part of it is good reference, actually.
Yeah, so when I said to you, I'm not on speaking terms with him, it was kind of an insight.
Right, okay. And I didn't remember it because it had been a while ago, and now, it came right back into my...
You were there. You saw it. Wasn't it one of the most...
when you went up on the stage to go take him off.
One of the most amazing things you've ever seen?
I saw the look on your eye, and I thought, man, I've seen that before. I don't want to be across the edge of that.
It was like I had to dive off a cliff. I mean, there was no way I'd win that one, but I had to do it.
He was abusive. He was being a jerk. I don't know whether annoying is... I mean, I don't want to...
Annoying? He almost derailed the entire event. It was the most selfish, self-serving piece of garbage.
It was very self-serving.
And he lied.
Yeah.
So, and he says he never lies. You know, he called Rush Limbaugh a liar.
Don't all politicians say that?
Lies, I mean, compared to the way life is today, where almost everything is some kind of a lie. It's like, choose your favorite lie and support it.
Yeah.
You know,
lie of the day.
Yeah,
we should probably do that. It's not very positive.
It's not very original. I mean,
maybe that's it.
People know it, but the fact of the matter is, there was once a time we valued truth. Now we judge people and things by the quality of their lies, as opposed to whether it's true or not. As a matter of fact, people that tell the truth are looked at as being maybe insane, because the truth doesn't seem to always work.
No,
or whatever.
Tell somebody, and Fox went a long way toward contributing to that, at least with Ailes and his slogans, tell people the same thing over and over again, they'll begin to believe it, even if it isn't true. And you can see that a lot. I'm sure he's not the originator of that by any stretch of the
imagination. No, we know who the originators of that are.
Who?
The worst fascists of all time.
Yes, okay, yeah. The Nazis, yeah. Okay, and probably even before that, the same.
Of course. There's always a precursor to everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that ancient Egypt just suddenly popped up as this incredible culture?
Romans as well, sure, exactly.
Exactly. Everything was built on the shoulders of something that came before it, and then we get into a point in history where we don't remember, and we think it didn't exist, but it did.
Yep. Right, it's like climate change, which is something we ought to talk about. Number 8 on the countdown. Number 1 with us is Michael Harrison, 21 after the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him, Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. 23 and change to be specific. This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the stories, the people, and the work of Talk Radio from the eyes and the experience and the ears of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio industry for years, for decades. In fact, you go to talkers.com. You'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, this list of items and lots of stories about what's going on in the business. So let's get back to speaking of Talk Radio and the business. I suggested, I wanted to ask you to elaborate on how things might change in terms of access because of the strong support that Donald Trump got from certain Talk Radio hosts. He or his people are saying that they want to have more access. The public needs more access to those who are in power. So let's have a bigger room so more people can come in. Thus, we'll move everything across the street. Now, you want to take it from there, Michael?
Well, I mean, you know, there's so many changes in the media and the technology of the media that the entire Washington Press Corps system has always been out of whack anyway. It's sort of like a club. And
yes,
if you want to maintain access to be able to get in that room and have the press secretary or the president call on you, you've got to play ball, etc. So what I'm saying is not in defense of the old situation, because the old situation was flawed. But I don't know whether the new situation is better or worse, because if you take the press and you move it out of the White House, the old executive office building is not the White House. It's a business office building that does the business of the administration. It's across the street from the White House. You can't get to the White House from it. You're not in the building. So it may offer more individuals the opportunity to be in the room, but it takes away from all individuals' opportunity to really be in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
And I'm very concerned. I said this before, that I was concerned whether Hillary or Trump won this election, that it's going to be a dark day for the press and for the media and for journalism, whichever one of those two characters won this election. And now we have the Trump version. Anybody with half a brain can see, whether you like Trump or not, that he is very concerned about who has access to his information and what people say about him. And he has no problem attacking journalists or attacking his critics, not just ideologically, but personally. So I'm very concerned about the future of the First Amendment and journalism.
May I play devil's advocate for a moment?
Certainly.
So let's just say he is concerned with good reason, because many of these people make it their, or are making, have made it their life's work to skewer him at every turn, whether he deserved it or whether they were right or not. So he's basically, although you make the argument that the president should be above it all, whether this is going to change the game or not, but there are plenty of those people that sit in that room that look for whatever they can find to give him a job. I mean, to go over him not just once lightly. And I think that that's one of the, I mean, turnabout is fair play in a manner of speaking. That's just my observation.
Yeah, but you're talking about something that hasn't happened. You're saying people in that room that are sitting there to give him a tough time, he hasn't had a press conference as president.
No,
yet. He hasn't had a White House briefing. We haven't seen one article written about President Trump yet, because there hasn't been such a thing as President Trump.
But
you don't think it's the obligation of journalists to give people running for president a tough time?
I think it's absolutely, if it's for legitimate reasons and you have legitimate facts rather than
speculation. What if you have a candidate that's got a ton of stuff, more than the average candidate, worthy of picking over?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean now the press is biased?
No, well, the press is biased, in my opinion.
Are all politicians even and thus should be covered evenly if one obviously
depends on
has
what
more
they
faults?
Do. No, I think it just depends on what they do, what their actions are.
So there
are.
You go. I'm just saying there's more to this than meets the eye.
Yeah, but it is an interesting observation that we think more talk radio exposure will come as a result of the changing venue, shall we say. 28 past the hour on today's countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Flip our attention to something nobody's talked about on any talk radio program, and that's the inauguration of Donald Trump. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the items that are on the charts this week. The flipping of the House, as it were. Some people, the way I approach conversation on the air is to try to talk about things that nobody else would really talking about, like, what happens in the White House? Donald Trump gets in there for the first night. Is there a new mattress on the bed? The bed's all the same. But what about the linen and the things that are in the refrigerator? And, you know, do they clean out the refrigerator and throw everything away? Have they washed all the linen?
Actually, it's true, they do. What you're saying is very interesting. They really, and they don't have a lot of time to do it. They can't touch anything until Obama leaves, and they have to have everything ready by the time Trump comes back. I don't think Trump's going to spend much time there. I think he's going to live in New York, but that may change.
I thought that was, they're bringing the kids and stuff down.
Yeah, I just don't see. I just see him, I think he's going to feel trapped.
Really?
Yeah,
I think he's
it's going to be a period of adjustment for him. I think he's. Yeah, I don't think he's going to go, I can't stand this, I'm quitting. But I just think he's.
Remember, he said, "Well, if I get elected, maybe I'll serve." Maybe, you know, he says those things because he wants people to be on edge. That's the way he manages.
Well, he's an entertainer. He's an entertainer. He it's worked in his advantage to his advantage so far. So as a result, he continues to do it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we had conversationally on my program this week was a discussion about whether he should be held to a different standard because now he's the president and everything he says should be first, fast, and factual. And I think that's who said that's the way it has to be. It may be that's the assumption, but you know what? If you parse the word assume, what you get out of it. And so why is it that he has to be like everybody else? He's already pretty much shown that he isn't like everybody else who's president and doesn't want to be.
Once he's president, he'll learn from experience that his words matter, and he'll have to suffer the consequences of his words causing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I think he's in for a few lessons as well as everybody else. I don't think it will continue on the level it did.
Well, maybe I hope it doesn't actually, because I don't think it's good. But the other side of it is, who's to say how it is you're to conduct yourself just because it. this has been the tradition, and I'm not suggesting the tradition is bad. I think that there are some traditions that are very good. But if he chooses not to go down that street, after all, he is the president.
See, here you are. You're falling victim to the same thing I talked about before. Everybody has their own truth. Who's to say how the president is to conduct himself? Well, I think a lot of people have a say in that. If we have a philosophy, who's to say? Who's to say? Well, that means we no longer have any collective idea of right from wrong, up and down, left, right, appropriate behavior or not.
Well,
I don't know if I can buy that.
Who decides what's appropriate behavior? Isn't that like obscenity? Nobody really. There's no community standard for obscenity. So who decides? Well, you have a lot of things that happened in the last 8 years that seem to be way too casual for some people's tastes. The president
the operating of a society and the operating of a society is a complicated thing.
Yep.
I mean, the hope is that at least a majority of the people have the same perception of what's real.
Are you suggesting he's in charge of our society and what goes on every minute of every day with everybody?
He's tremendously influential on it as president.
Yeah.
Tremendous influence on society, tremendous influence on norms, on conscience, on
character. But isn't the fact that he's there a testament to the public saying we want something different? Maybe they didn't know what they were getting with him, but they wanted something different.
It's a testament to the Electoral College system saying we want something different. I cannot close my eyes to the facts of the numbers.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, we're back to the Electoral College and whether that works.
Well, not really. I accept that he won. I'm just simply saying.
I don't.
I accept that he won because that's the way the game is scored, but I don't necessarily accept that the best team won.
Yeah. I think that there is room now for discussion about the Electoral College. Now, the Republicans don't want to talk about it because they used it to their advantage, but heretofore, there's been a lot of talk among Republicans, including up to the election, of getting rid of the Electoral College because one person and one vote doesn't seem to have carried the day. And so at this point in time, that's a sort of a moot point. I think moving into the sphere of influence where we are and hoping that
You're missing the point, Doug. All I'm saying is that, yes, he's elected president, and yes, the presidency is important, and yes, we should respect the presidency, but we cannot fool ourselves into thinking that a majority of the people in this country approve of him. You see, you have to take a look at all the facts. The fact is he's going into the White House more unpopular than any president before in terms of the numbers in this country.
At the time of his inaugural.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that he's not a good guy. It doesn't mean he won't be good. And it doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve the respect of the presidency. And it doesn't mean he's an illegitimate president. But to suddenly make statements that the people have spoken and that this is the will of the people and this is a reflection of the popular opinion in this country, that's not true.
I disagree with you completely.
You do?
100%. Yep, 100%.
You disagree with me 100% that he is not 100% popular?
I didn't say he's 100% popular, but I think he's far more popular than the news media and the polls give credit because the polls were so wrong. I don't like the polls anyway because I think most of them are made up, but look at how wrong they were. And the same information is being used, the same people are being asked, well, what about, let's poll this person or that group or the country and find out what they think of Trump at the moment. They didn't have it right then, and I don't think they have it right. I think there's so many people down in the nooks and crannies of this country that never really are heard from, that are so upset about how things are going in this country, and they may have spoken to the polls, may not have spoken to the polls, but I think there's a lot more support for Trump than may meet the eye or the ear.
You might be right. You might be right, but you also might be wrong.
I might be, but...
Because there also may be a lot of people in the nooks and crannies of this country who didn't go to vote, who didn't think he'd have a chance of winning. And as a result of that, are saying, why didn't I say something? Why didn't I do something?
Well,
I'm not saying...
I
hope people listening to this understand that this is not a debate of for and against Trump.
No.
This is just a discussion of the way we deal with issues and how we think.
Mm-hmm. And we are thinking differently these days because the influence that was peddled before by arrogant egotists who went to Columbia School of Journalism and have had sway and play after the likes of Cronkite and Chancellor and Huntley and Brinkley and the others who were first in line, who we really didn't know what their politics were. We didn't care. All we knew is we watched them, we listened to them, and we knew that this was really the fact. We felt comfortable when they told us this is what was going on. That's what we believed. We were comfortable with it. Today, we listen to these broadcasters or we watch them and read them, and we don't have that same confidence because they've betrayed themselves, most of them, many of them anyway, maybe not most of them, but many of them have. And so, you know, you get into a situation where we are, two of us are here scratching our heads wondering, who do we really believe? What's the, back to the thing we've been talking about for months, fake news, what are the facts, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's left to be seen. I'm just hoping that as we go through this program, is heard all through the weekend, all the events and activities of the, what, there are 900,000 people that came into town on buses. You know that? 900,000 people came to Washington on buses.
That's a lot of buses.
It is a lot of buses. And then there were those who flew in to protest. I told the story earlier. We'll break in just a second. But the lady that I use in Los Angeles as an acupuncturist, very...
The lady
liberal.
That I use in Los Angeles,
well,
as an acupuncturist.
That doesn't sound good. Okay, she's my acupuncturist.
I thought she was going to be a housekeeper or something.
No, I go to her for acupuncture. She's a gay lesbian. Oh, that's redundant, isn't it? She's a lesbian... lady who is very active, always has been in politics. I have her. I think she's a wonderful woman. She's a great friend. She said, I said, so what's going on? I hadn't seen her for a while. She says, I'm going to Washington tomorrow. Really? Why are you going to Washington? I'm going to protest. I looked at her. I said, I mean, what are you protesting? I hate Trump. Well, so, what? That still doesn't answer the question. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to Washington? Well, I don't like him. I want to protest. And I thought, hey, this is great. We ought to have more we need more protests. But maybe it would make a little more sense if there was a reason for the protest. I hate him. So we had a laugh, but she was very serious.
Did you fire her?
Needles in me, huh?
Did you fire her?
No, she stuck needles in me, and I felt better.
Did you tell her that you loved Trump before she stuck the needle in you?
I didn't tell her I liked Trump. I said I just want to have the opportunity to see what he can do before I criticize him, as I have every other president since I've been on the air.
Right, right. I'm teasing with you.
I know you are. But I just... All right, so should we pause for a moment? I think we probably could.
If you want.
I think we will. All right, and we'll think about those 900,000 of Trump's closest friends who've come to the National Mall
to protest
for a big party this weekend. Continuing on with our review, the actual specifics, sometimes we get off on tangents. I know you find that hard to believe on the countdown, but in terms of the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine, here's how it shapes up. Lady Gaga is at number 10, Noor Salman, the wife of the Orlando shooter who was arrested, number 9. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8. Chelsea Manning, number 7. Steve Mnuchin, number 6. Tom Price at 5. Betsy DeVos at number 4. And her Amway background, does that qualify her for Secretary of Education, or what does qualify her? The questions asked by lots of people in the hearing. Let's see, number 3, Mike Pence, the Vice President. Number 2, former President Obama. And number 1, Donald Trump. That's the way the list shapes up. Trump will stay at the top of the list, I think, for the foreseeable future. And let's wish for good things for all of us and our country as we move ahead. All right, 44 past the hour on today and this week's countdown.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the CDC, one in three adults in the United States has high blood pressure. Uncontrolled hypertension increases your risk for heart attack, stroke, and kidney problems. Dr. Vincent Canzanello.
If you say, what is the absolute normal blood pressure, it's probably less than 120 over 80, as opposed to the classic less than 140 over 90.
For most adults with hypertension, there's no identifiable cause, but one factor is age.
Our systolic blood pressures start to increase once we're in our 50s, and it's a continuous increase, such that by in our 80s, probably 80% of the population will be defined as having hypertension.
Our recent study shows that lowering blood pressure to 120 over 80 greatly reduces the incidence of heart failure and stroke. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference, just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio behind the scenes. And so as we were looking at the stories, what came out, what sort of hit your fancy in our conversations in these 2 hours every week. At number 10, Lady Gaga and what she's going to do during the Super Bowl. At number 9, the arrest of the wife of the fellow that killed those 49 people in Orlando last year. Number 8, what are the hottest numbers, that is, temperature-wise? Do we have a record or not? Number 7, what went on at the World Economic Summit is a snooze fest, generally speaking. The plans for healthcare. Number 6, relations with NATO allies and the Russians. Number 5 in conversation, Chelsea Manning at number 4. Let's see, number 3, the confirmation hearings continuing, the last days of Mr. Obama and his presidency, number 2, and the inauguration, that's number 1, and that's the way the story list looks this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Headline in Talkers Magazine this week, one of the groups that we use for support in the radio business has requested a meeting with the new president. Journalists and organizations from the world of journalism, that's your headline story. How well do you think that's going to be received?
Received by whom?
By the folks at the White House who would set up a meeting like this with the Radio Television News Association. And
I don't know. I don't know how it'll be received. I think that it'll be received respectfully. The RTNDA, or whatever it's called these days, the Radio Television News Directors Association. It's a news organization, and it's a legitimate one. It's one of the big ones that represents electronic journalism. They want to meet with the Trump administration to talk about transparency, to talk about relations. They've had issues with Obama. And this is not an anti-Trump thing. This is just a reaching out to the new administration to have a relationship. I think it'll be received positively by the Trump people.
It's an opportunity.
I think
they're going to take advantage of every opportunity they can get, no matter what it is. They'll look at
And I think that Trump could turn on a dime and suddenly talk about how wonderful the media is. I don't believe that Trump believes that the media is any more corrupt than it's ever been. Trump operates that way.
Right.
And I'll tell you this right now. I don't think the media is any more corrupt than it's ever been. I think that what the solution to that problem is education.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been corrupt media. There's always been self-serving media.
The pig has always had lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50 minutes past the hour. Michael Harrison here as we continue on the countdown.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour, continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the rewind of this past week where the inauguration of the 45th president of our country, the protests against him, those are the things at the top of the list, the most talked about stories on News Talk Radio this week. So back to a couple of things that I'm sure will be part of our ongoing conversation, because this fellow doesn't have the personality to be shy in retiring, and I'm betting there are going to be things that happen every day. Not that the president, I mean, usually the president is the number one person on our list of people each week when we count them down, Michael. But this year it's been different because Barack Obama has been supplanted most of the time by Donald Trump.
Because we have we had two people running for president that weren't an incumbent.
Yeah,
and that usually happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But it only happens once in a while. Obviously.
Yeah,
it's been 8 years.
So the question comes from some as to this: we're looking for the president to be factual, to tell the truth, which is what we hope. But you can, look around and think, when George Bush, Bill Clinton, I won't go back any further because I don't remember back really any further. Well, I guess I do. George Bush, the father, read my lips, no new taxes. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't vote for him a second time. I was very enthusiastic about him. I think he's a great guy. And as an aside, I hope he comes out of his current health problem well. I thought, by the way, just as an aside, he sent a very nice note, handwritten note, to Donald Trump saying that he was sorry he couldn't come. And, you know, I thought that was a... It was Dear Donald. It wasn't Dear Mr. Trump. Or it was like, obviously, the two know each other, which is not a surprise. But, you know, there was that... he said he wasn't going to vote for Trump during the election campaign. And if you look between the lines and understand how this club works, the Clintons, Bill and Hillary, have become very close. I mean, very friendly with the Bush seniors. It was clear that early on, once his son dropped out of the race, Jeb, that they were going to, you know, put their cards with Hillary. And so, you know, you see, but this is just shows you whether it's the money club or the politicians, they're all part of a small group. And, you know, some of them are friendly. Most of them are friendly. And I think that maybe works to the good in this circumstance.
So a lot of lessons could be learned from that. If they can be friendly, people who are removed from them and make their living supporting one or the other or commenting on politics should realize that if they can be friendly, so should we.
Right. Thank you. Perfect. But the point is that I go back to him when he said, you know, what he said about taxes. He didn't tell the truth then. He wasn't factual. And then Clinton, there are plenty of examples of him not telling the truth. And you can go through all of them. And maybe as human beings, we just don't always tell
now,
the
politics
truth.
Politics is a dirty business, so, again, don't expect truth from politicians.
Right. So should the media be looking for a new standard, or are they holding him to a higher standard? That may be part of what I was asking, I think, before, in reality. Is it true that he should be held to a different standard? And I don't, because he's not a politician. He's somebody
now.
New, fresh.
No,
huh?
No, he's a politician.
He's now.
Yeah. There's no such thing as an outsider, insider.
You know
once
what?
Once you're elected, you're an insider and you are a politician.
Okay. You want to know the irony of the week, perhaps? Remember when I made reference to Jimmy Carter when he was going out of office and Ronald Reagan was being sworn in? At that moment, at the strike of noon, the Iranians said, we're going to let the hostages go.
Right.
Remember that whole big thing about the hostages? It was an election thing. Carter failed, yada, yada. And as soon as the inauguration was over, Carter jumped on a plane, went over and got the hostages. So the fact that the announcement was made on Thursday that El Chapo is going to be mandated or whatever they call it when they move him over. He's been in a Mexican prison in the Ciudad Juarez on the other side of El Paso. And at noon today, they're summarily bringing him across from the Mexican border to the American border and turning him over to American authorities at the strike of noon, which I've very interesting, don't you? I mean, think about it. What does that symbolize?
Well, he gets to avoid having to climb over the wall.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's yeah, that's very
I'm sorry.
Good.
I mean,
no.
What does it symbolize? I haven't got a clue.
Are they afraid? Are the Mexicans afraid of Donald Trump? And what are you going to do? And so this is a way of...
I think a lot of people are afraid of Donald Trump.
Yeah, for various reasons. And maybe that's good. Maybe that some people ought to be afraid. Maybe we need to pull some people up by their bootstraps, get a little more starchy. Well, we'll see. This will be a fun romp, I'm sure, through the conversations as to how politics plays a role in how our government is run. That's the sum and substance of this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.